When a city declares bankruptcy, what happens to all the lawsuits against that city? That is the big question in Chester, Pennsylvania, population 32,000, whose bankruptcy filing last November placed all civil litigation against the city on hold. Officials cited a projected $46.5 million deficit. And as Kenny Cooper of WHYY reports, people with judgments and settlements against the city, for example, in police abuse cases, could end up with just pennies on the dollar, or with nothing at all.
Anthony Freeman has lived in the city of Chester for all 35 years of his life. He has enjoyed his time in the city, but a 2021 encounter with the Chester Police Department left Freeman suing the city and its officers. On an August evening, Freeman was sitting on his porch when he spotted a Chester police officer appearing to plant a bag of marijuana in the wheel well of a parked car. He began videotaping the officer, who, according to Freeman's legal complaint, put him in an illegal chokehold, slammed him on the ground, and arrested him without cause.
I do not agree to any illegal touching.
A bystander captured Freeman's arrest on camera.
All on camera. All on camera. Why you choking him? Why you choking him?
Like, my neck was pretty bad for about a month, busting my knee and my leg up. So it was uncalled for sure.
But now Freeman's case is on hold, and so is everyone else who was suing Chester. While the city gets its financial affairs in order, the United States Bankruptcy Court has halted all civil litigation, including civil rights and police misconduct cases, against Chester. Joe Oxman, who represents Freeman, is a personal injury attorney with a specialization in civil rights cases.
It's devastating to my clients. Presently, I have just under six cases that are in litigation. In various stages, either I just filed a complaint, some are in discovery, which is pretty further along. I have some cases that are ready for trial. With this bankruptcy, all of my cases have been put on indefinite hold.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Anyone who has an active case against the city of Chester will be deemed an unsecured creditor.
So that means the bankruptcy court could decide to unilaterally reduce any settlement or any jury verdict by as much as 75 to 85%.
When a municipality files for bankruptcy, it has to create a restructuring plan, which outlines how it will pay different types of creditors. It creates this plan by negotiating with the different classes of creditors. Melissa Jacoby, a law professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, says some groups get left out of the discussion.
Bondholders, those who intentionally loaned money to the city, will have a seat at the table. Workers and retirees will definitely have a seat at the negotiating table. People who sued the city for violations of their civil rights, for police brutality or other harms that they have come to them, it is very difficult, at least based on other bankruptcies, for them to get a seat at the negotiating table.
Jacoby co-authored a research paper titled Who Pays for Police Misconduct in Bankrupt Cities? She examined other cities, including San Bernardino, California, and Detroit, and how bankruptcy presented a unique set of challenges for civil rights plaintiffs. Civil tort creditors in Detroit were faced with an 80% cut in their legal claims. And even then, Jacoby says, the city never fulfilled its promise.
Even in Detroit, that promised people they were going to pay them in bonds or notes that are worth basically financial obligations that are were supposed to be worth 10 to 13 cents on the dollar. A couple years after the bankruptcy, they hadn't seen a cent.
Chester did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Jacoby says obligations to civil rights claimants are usually not the reason cities end up in bankruptcy. And she believes people with litigation against the city for civil rights violations should be given a voice during negotiations. For Here and Now, I'm Kenny Cooper.